Hi, everybody. Well, I am firstly very sorry for my long absence. I've received a lot of emails from you guys asking what's happened to me. Without going into too much boring detail, I've just been really busy with things at work, and also most pressingly recently is finding somewhere to live. My lease is about to expire in the place that I'm staying at the moment, and I haven't found somewhere else to live just yet. So that's kind of a fairly urgent priority. Anyway, once again, sorry for the long delay, and a big thank you to everybody who has still written to me, even though I haven't had any new stories out for a while. Thank you, guys. It really means a lot to me, it does, and you have said some really wonderful things. So, thank you for that. Anyway, enough rambling. This story is for one of those girls who has been writing to me, even though I haven't had any more stories out for a while. She is really sweet and really wonderful. So, this is for you, Beth, and everybody else. I hope you guys enjoy this too. This is sort of a combination of hers and my fantasies. I think we should have worked on the idea of this together. Okay. So, we've been going out for a little while, and we're both very keen not to take this too far, too fast. We're both really into each other, and we don't want to spoil what we've got with just jumping in and going too far. Also, we both know that we've been saving ourselves for someone special, and I am pretty sure that you're that special someone for me. We've been going out for a while, and we just seem to hit it off so well that it's kind of left us wondering where each of us has been for the rest, for the first part of our lives, where were we that we didn't run into each other beforehand. Anyway, this is kind of what's going through my mind as I am driving my car across town to your place. Now, it is very late at night, long past both of our bedtimes, and the town is quiet, it's dark, it's the height of summer though, so it's not cold in the least, it's actually a little muggy, it's very warm. Very clear night, beautiful and starry, and I'm driving across town to get to your place. Now, of course, at this late hour, I don't exactly want to drive into your driveway, headlights on high beam, and wake up everyone, especially your parents. So I stop my car just down the road from your house, outside a vacant lot there, so as not to arouse any suspicion of anybody wondering why is someone parked outside my house in the middle of the night. And I briskly walk, wearing just jeans and a t-shirt, because it's so nice out, and pretty soon arrive at your house. Now, you're not expecting me, so you're not going to be at the door to sneak me in or anything like that, but that doesn't matter. This isn't the first time I've snuck over to see you after everybody else has gone to bed, and we have kind of a little system worked out. You see, because your window is it's on the second story of your house, but still, there is this really strong leafy vine, creeping sort of plant, growing up the side of your house. And I'm a fairly athletic kind of guy and have no problem climbing things, so fairly stealthily, or at least what I hope is stealthily, I work my way up the creeper until my head is just below your window. As I gently lift my head above the windowsill and peer into your room, I'm kind of surprised to discover it's not completely dark in there. There is a soft light emanating from just above your bed, which I can see is your reading light. I can see your bed, but you're lying with your back towards the window, and it looks like you're probably reading. Wow, it must really be a good book to be up this late reading. So I softly tap on your window to make sure I don't startle you or anybody else in the house, and I see you quickly roll over and slip out of bed and pad softly across the floor, open the window for me. And before I have a chance to say anything or do anything or climb through the window, the very first thing you do is lean down and kiss me. That is such a nice way to be greeted. So I climb through the window and pull you into my arms and hold you there for just a couple of minutes. And of course ask, what are you doing up at this unearthly hour? And you tell me that you've been reading, but the book wasn't really that interesting. And you were thinking about me and wanting to see me. It was kind of keeping you from sleep. And that is such an incredible thing to hear, because that is exactly the way I felt. That's why I got in my car and drove over here in the first place. I hold you for a couple more minutes, just enjoying the feel of your body pressed against me. Of course, it hasn't escaped my attention. You're wearing, well, what's probably yours and my favorite pajamas, which is a matching lacy little set of underwear, bra and panty set. It's kind of making me feel a little overdressed. So you take me by the hand and lead me over to your bed and flop down on it and pull me down with you. It's kind of warm in your room, so we just lie on top of the covers there, facing each other, kissing softly and generally enjoying seeing each other, even though it was only yesterday that we saw each other the last time. It feels like we've been apart for such a long time. Looking into your eyes, I don't really know how I ever managed to summon up the willpower to say goodnight or goodbye to you for any length of time. You make me feel just so amazing when I'm around you. Well, we're lying there for a while, and the fact that it's a hot night and we're lying so close together and sort of sharing our body heat, we both start to feel a little warm, and you make the suggestion that I take off my jeans and t-shirt and strip down to my boxers, which of course I do, and that's a little better, but it is still quite warm. And after a little more cuddling and kissing, I see your eyes light up with an idea. And you get this little devilish look on your face. I've seen that look all too often. And I know that means you've hatched some crazy little scheme that I'm going to love, but it's going to be a bit out there. So the scheme then is that we should go and take a swim in your family's pool, trying not to wake up your parents, because despite the fact that they like me, no doubt they wouldn't like you and I going swimming in their pool in our underwear in the middle of the night. So this, of course, means we need to sneak back out the window so we don't have to walk through the rest of the house and walk past their bedroom. Well, I climb out of bed and take your hands and pull you up, pulling you to me, giving you one more kiss before we set off. So in an effort to try and help you climb down the vines and make as little noise as possible, I climb out first and get myself situated there. I reach up and take your hand and guide you out onto the roof just below your window, and then I'm holding you tightly so that if you slip, I'll still be able to hold you. I help you, and we both stealthily climb down the vines and into your front yard. At this point, the craziness of the whole thing kind of sits in, and we start to giggle as we sneak through the yard and in around your house into your backyard and into the pool area. And it must be a terribly ludicrous sight for anybody who's watching these two young lovers in their underwear very obviously sneaking through somebody's yard. Well, you get to the pool and I dip my toe in the water and discover it's actually not as cold as I thought. I guess the hot night and the sweltering day has done a fair bit to warm the water up. Feeling a bit more brave, now that I know the water isn't too cold, I take your hand and lead you down to the shallow end and lead you into the water. We step down onto the little staircase there underwater and slowly work our way into the deeper water, enjoying the cool, refreshing feel of the water around us. Then I take a small lunge and dive into the water, hoping I don't make too much of a splash, and reappear a couple of seconds later beside you and pull you down into the water as well. You make the softest little squeal, but I don't think anybody heard it. I hope they didn't. We start to splash around and play around a little bit, hoping we're not making too much noise and trying to keep the giggling and the laughter to a minimum. But gradually it becomes a little less playful and a little more romantic and passionate, and we start to kiss softly, just standing there in the water. I'm holding you there, your legs wrapped around me, your breasts pressed up against me, our lips and tongues dancing with each other. You are such an incredible kisser. Oh. I reach behind you and gently unclasp your little sexy black bra, and you don't even seem to barely notice as it sort of falls down between us, and I pull it out and it just kind of floats there in the water. Oh, your bare breasts pressed up against my chest are amazing. Your nipples are so hard. You make a soft little moan into my mouth as we're kissing, and I press your lips to me all the tighter, more passionately. My hands are stroking their way all over your body, every inch of you that they can reach. And I know, because we're obviously in the water and soaking wet, I can't tell yet how wet you are, but I like to think you must be kind of getting wet by now. You undo your legs from around me, and I let you slip from my embrace. You stand there in the water, looking at me with a playful smile on your face, taking two handfuls of water and bringing them to your chest and letting them run down, letting the water run down over your breasts. That is one of the sexiest things I have ever seen. You take me by the hand and lead me to the very shallow end of the pool, where the water is sort of only a few inches deep. And you lie down on your back in the water, taking my hand and pull me down on top of you. I reach down and put my hand and my arm under your head so it's not on the hard floor of the pool, and lean in and kiss you some more. I can't get enough of kissing you. My boxers have an embarrassingly big bulge in the front of them now, and I'm sure you noticed that, because you reach down and start to play with them, kind of like you're thinking about taking them off. This is kind of a big step for us, because we've never actually seen each other naked. But I guess you must have made up your mind, because you start to pull my boxes down. So I lift myself up from on top of you to give you an easier task. As the boxes come down, my painfully hard cock swishes into view in the water, and I hear you take a little gasp as you see it in the water there, illuminated by the moon and the dim light from the street lights on the street. Run your hand down over my stomach, and you pause as if almost unsure if to continue, and then you let it slip down through the water and softly wrap around my cock. It's incredible, but I want you to feel this pleasure too. So I roll off the top of you and sink down into the water next to you and pull you up, so you're on top of me now, straddling me, your hand still wrapped around my cock, just gently squeezing and massaging and getting a feel for it and a feel for how it makes me react. I have my fingers in the waistband of your panties, and I start to pull them down over your butt, down your legs. You lie down on top of me and straighten out your legs, making it easier for me to get the panties off. Once they're down around your knees, you just kind of kick them off, and they end up down around your ankle somewhere in the water, probably floating away by now. Now you're lying naked. voice so loud I'm afraid will be heard, so I quickly pull your mouth to mine and let you moan into my mouth. Encouraged by this reaction, I let my fingers start to explore your pussy more. I let the tip of my fingers start to work their way between your pussy lips. Oh, baby. That feels so good. Words is driving me crazy. Or maybe I want to be inside you. I want to feel your tight, warm pussy around my incredibly hard cock. I sit up in the water and you kneel up in front of me. Absolutely dreamy and somehow wanton, lustful look in your eyes. You sink down until you're sitting on my lap there, my cock standing up, touching the front of your pussy. So tight. Towards the deep water. I want to the deeper water. I start to slowly thrust in and out of you. Oh, you are tight, baby. Oh, God, you are so tight. Your pussy is so hot on my cock. Even in the water, it is so hot. You must be so turned on. We start to make little waves. And gently start to speed up. You're rocking your hips back against me, squeezing me with your pussy, squeezing my body with your legs. Oh, my hands running up and down your back, exploring your butt, running up and down your thighs. Oh, we're now moaning quite consistently into each other's mouths and ears. Oh, you tilt your head back and look up at the stars, and I kiss my way from your ear down your cheek and down to your neck there, where your neck just meets your shoulder. Oh, that's such a soft, sexy little curve there. I start to nibble with my lips, tracing swirly patterns with my tongue on your soft skin there, kissing my way as far as I can reach around to the front of your neck, and then back up to your jaw and back down around to the back of your neck there, gently teasing, nibbling with my lips and teeth. Oh, there seems to be driving you crazy. Oh, baby, it's driving me crazy too. You're bucking up against me. Oh, God, baby. Oh, God. I'm gonna come soon. Whisper in your ear. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. And you look at me and say, oh, darling, I'm almost there too. Kiss me. Kiss me while we come together. Oh, God. Oh, God, your pussy is so tight. Oh, God. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Oh, God, baby, I'm coming. Oh, you're coming with me. Inside you. I gently swing you around, rocking you back and forth in the water, letting the water flow past us. Oh, it's such an erotic little chill. The humidity in the air, the mugginess that was there earlier on is still there, but now it's kind of chilly. I can feel goosebumps start to break out on your arm. I wrap my arms around you and try to keep you warm. And I get a good idea. So, still inside you, still with your legs wrapped around me, still holding you tight, my arms under your ass, I walk towards the shallow end of the pool, climbing out of the water, still holding you, and I slowly walk across your backyard to your parents' hot tub. Oh. Gently, carefully, so I don't slip on the tiles or fall, I step down into the water. Oh, sitting down in the edge of the pool. Send a little shiver through us both. You look deep into my eyes. Tell me how wonderful I was. How you're so glad you waited to be with me. Oh, baby, I feel the same. I am so glad my first time was with you. There's a certain glow starting to form there. The dawn is beginning. This is so magical. For me, the dawn has always been a magical time of day. Just such a romantic, incredible, out of this world time of day. I pull you close and wrap my arms around you. Our heart rates have kind of returned back to normal now, and we just sit there, cuddling in the water. When I feel you reach down the water and grab my cock, stroking it a little bit, I guess you want to see if I'm still hard. Cherries tonight. Oh, I can't believe you just said that. sit there admiring that incredible sight. Your sexy, slippery, wet body illuminated by the glow of the dawn. Steam rising around you. That look of lust and passion and desire in your eyes. You reach down and take my hand. Pull me up. I stand up there next to you. As you turn around, standing against the wall of the hot tub, you bend over and, placing your hands on the edge of the hot tub, reach one hand back and spread your ass cheeks, looking back over your shoulder. You give me this incredible sexy smile that just says so much. Oh baby, I move up behind you and gently slide the head of my cock back and forth in your pussy to get it nice and slippery. My cum has started to run out of your pussy and it's kind of starting to drip onto my cock, and so gently just press your butt back against me. Slowly I start to press forwards. First, I kind of feel resistance, and then a pleasurable way, I'm encouraged to start to slide the rest of me all the way up your butt. Oh God, I'm glad I've already come once tonight, because I think this feeling would maybe come just the feeling. I would just come immediately. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. I start to slide back out, feeling you contracting and squeezing. press back against me harder and faster. Squeezing your ass on my cock. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I'm not going to last much longer. Baby, baby, come with me. I feel your pussy squeeze my finger. Your clit is so hard. Your butthole is squeezing my cock. Oh, God. Oh, darling. Yes, darling. Come with me. Oh, oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, baby, come. Oh, you're coming too. Oh. Kiss you. I gently let myself slide out of your butt and pull you up and turn you around and pull you into my arms, kissing you as passionately as I can. Oh, yes. We sink back down until just our heads are above the warm water. It's kind of getting light now, and the birds are starting to sing. We keep kissing for a while, but we know that your parents will probably be getting up soon, so we need to get back into the house. We go and collect our of floating underwear out of the pool, not bothering to put them back on, figuring they're probably fairly safe at this incredibly early hour of the morning. And we climb back up. The vines, you climb first, and I'm climbing up behind you. I look up. And, oh God, baby, I'm treated to the incredible sight of your pussy, but from below, as you're climbing up above me, I can see my cum just starting to drip out of your ass, and a little bit of it drips out, splashes down on my face. Get into your room and dry each other off with a big fluffy towel. And as much as I don't want to, I know I have to leave now before your parents get up, so I pull your bed covers back and help you into bed, tucking you in tightly. I lean down and give you one long, last kiss. And with that, I pull on my jeans. quickly race back down the street and jump in my car and drive home. Wow. I know, I just can't wait till I can see you again. Maybe you are absolutely incredible. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope everyone else, I hope you guys all liked that story. Sorry it's taken me a while to do this. All of you who've made requests that I haven't gotten to, some I know from a long time ago, I'll get to them all, don't worry. Eventually I will. But until then, thank you for the feedback, and thank you for listening. I'm not sure how much time I'm going to have to do stories in the next few weeks, but I'll do what I can.